Wow. So you're pretty familiar with the mortgage industry, then?
Very much so. And I was
Wow.
doing some sales as well on the side, you know. When people come to me
Wow.
with their mortgages, you know, like this, one, two, three. Because
That
I'm
is
giving everything with,
interesting.
yeah.
That's actually very interesting. I was underwriting, it's a big part of what I do.
Yeah.
As you know, I'm also involved in real estate investing. So
Real
quite a
estate
few
is a
times
new industry.
I've had to deal with underwriters that I don't get to see, but they call me, I call them,
Of
I try to
course.
put the paperwork together, and
That's
oh
part
man,
of the
that's
deal.
interesting.
That is part of the deal to get that shit done. I'm sorry.
I know. How does that feel to be in that seat where it all
Well,
depends on you?
the most important tip I could give to anyone who's watching who is part of real estate. The more paperwork you submitted, the faster your deal will close. That's it. End of story. That is the best tip I could give to anyone.
Okay. So it's not a matter of if it's going to close or not. If it's going to close or not depends on the qualification. But as far as speed of closing depends on as
Well,
fast as you can
for
put in all
a
of your.
loan officer, for the loan officer, or for the salesperson who is bringing the deal and who's
Right.
speaking directly with the clients, the more information he or she has, the easier will be to put this deal together.
Right,
So
cool.
when you have people that are looking to have a mortgage or to buy a property,
Right.
whether you're a salesperson on a real estate end or on a mortgage end,
The,
you need to know the story.
yeah,
As we
absolutely.
know, story sells, okay? It goes
Absolutely.
anywhere.
As an investor, as a realtor, as buyer, seller, all of that, you're gonna have to deal with an underwriter at some point.
Yeah.
And a lot of people just hear stories, you know, the bad part of stories about, you know, what's going on, what's going to try to get people. People don't pick up the phone. The loan officer is busy trying to get another client or other clients, and you're worried, is your deal's gonna close or not?
Like I said, the more story you're going to present to them to review on the
Right,
person
to
who's buying,
review. Right.
you got to present the more the merrier. The more the merrier. You got to know the whole story. You have to know what they come from. What did they do for a living? How did this happen? You got to
Right.
analyze and you got to become an underwriter yourself to analyze the whole scenario. You
Absolutely.
can fit that scenario to the best possible deal for these people. And
Now,
obviously.
as an underwriter, it absolutely depends on you if the deal is going to close or not. Once you sign it, that's it. It goes in, right? It
That's
goes
right.
into
You put your name under pretty much, you know,
on
you
that, pretty
yeah, of
much.
course.
Okay.
That's why
Nice.
the due diligence of verifying process of who is buying whatever property it may be, it is
Right.
so crucial. It is so crucial
I've
because
reviewed the appraisers and see
everything,
everything.
everything.
Oh.
You pretty much learn the whole entire life story of these people, financial
That
story.
person, yeah.
So yeah, so from 1998 until 2007, I worked and gained tremendous amount of experience in the mortgage industry. And then, as we know it, in 2008, you know, by the time I was already 10 months later, looking to get back into work, I'm like, I'm seeing on the news this bank closed, this place closed, and I'm getting, you know, I'm speaking to a lot of friends in, you know, in my neighborhood who, you know, who are in the same industry back in those days, because that
Right.
industry was really like hotcakes. So I'm speaking to a lot of people and they telling me like, that's it. It's impossible to do anything right now. So in
Wow.
2008, as we know it, the mortgage industry, financial industry collapsed. It's
Right.
impossible to go back to. I'm like, you know what? Screw it. Let me not worry about this. Let me change my resume.
Right.
Okay. I got skills. I got brains. I changed my resume on the job that I was looking to get. And I said, that's it. I don't want to work for any small broker companies anymore. I don't want to work for people that don't they don't they like appreciate you, but they
Right.
cannot pay you enough money.
They could never. They could never anyway.
Exactly,
Right.
exactly. So I'm like, you know what? Let me go and find myself working for a bank
Okay.
or a corporate company. So I revamped my resume and I happened to find a job working for Bank of America,
Oh,
working
wow.
in human resources out of all the places. And department I was supporting doing
Right.
administrative work is leadership and development. All up. Out of everything.
out of everything.
Our business is based on leadership and
development. I think God is trying to tell you something.
Exactly. It was,
right?
It was preparing me.
From the beginning.
From the very beginning. Exactly. There are signs everywhere. So, like you said, God had a plan for me to be working in the mortgage industry and to gain people skills. Then right. It had me working in a bank institution, working not directly with people, but working with high-end brokers like Merrill Lynch brokers. This is the right. people that we were supporting. And right. basically, when people that have corporate jobs, they have two yearly reviews. They have right. a year review with their manager, and they have an annual review with their manager of qualifying their skills, whether they meet their responsibilities or mm-hmm. not. So this was my job, is to make sure. I mean, there was a lot more to it, but that was my job. You know, mm-hmm. building the organizational structure depending on how our team operated and whatnot. So I worked for Bank of America / Merrill Lynch for 5 years.
Wow.
I had my son. We had our son in 2011.
Okay.
And I stayed home for 6 months as in a maternity leave. I came back to the job, but to a different manager. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then my position was eliminated.
It was eliminated?
It was eliminated because that department was no longer existing.
Wow.
The way it works in the corporate industry, if you mm-hmm. take a 3 month leave, your job and your position is guaranteed.
It's safe.
If you take 6 months leave, your job is safe, but your position at the same place is not guaranteed.
It's not guaranteed.
Right. So I was willing and able to take a leap of faith because, again, staying home for 3 months, let me tell you something,
mm-hmm.
it's not enough. Even 6 months is not enough to leave your 6 months old baby on right. the care of someone else. Even though it was my mother who was taking care of the kids,
mm-hmm.
it was breaking my heart.
Well, now, that's the reality of a lot of people. Like probably
that is exactly right. That is exactly right. So when my position was eliminated into June of 2012,
mm-hmm.
my husband Alex Zubarev, who was already involved in the network marketing industry from 2008.
Right. Right.
Said to me, honey, don't worry. You stay home. You take care of the babies. We'll figure something out. And exactly mm. right. September of 2012, I mm-hmm. go and I travel with my husband to my very first network marketing.
What city was that?
San Diego.
San Diego.
I think. Right. Were you there?
No, I haven't been to the West. Not for that particular event. So I haven't been to the West Coast for an event in quite a while.
So needless to say, before even going to that event, Alex was already dabbling a lot in the network marketing industry.
Right. Available on iTunes and YouTube.com. Watch full interview with the link inside of the post. And please subscribe today. Thanks.